It's Monday, the 5th of September, 8 a.m. It's overcast, drizzly, light drizzly, refreshing rain. Yes, very light. It's just a ethereal rain, is what you could say. Oh, I missed blackbirds. Yes. I'm so glad. Well, I knew it should be okay anyway, but it's always nice to see Mrs. Blackbird in the garden at any time, particularly in the mornings. But particularly so this morning, because there are two piles in front of me, just in front of the new shed. One is a pile of prunings from the apple tree, and the other is a pile of feathers. And when I was making a wee late night cup of tea last evening, quarter past eight, I think. While I was waiting on the kettle boiling, as I often do, I take a few paces to the rear facing window of the kitchen and look out. It's a habit, you know. Look out, see how the garden's doing, if it's doing anything. Not that the garden itself's going to be doing anything, but you know what I mean. Wildlife, etc. So, something caught my eye in the middle of the grass. And it took me just a few seconds for my mind to register what it was. I knew it was a bird. What kind of bird's that? Then it dawned on me it was actually a hawk. And the hawk was standing in the middle of the grass with something in one of its claws. And I could see, just make out, that it was bare flesh. So it saw me and took off with whatever it had in its claw. My wife came through. Just before that, actually. I called my wife, who had just went to the kitchen, and I said, come quietly to the window and see this. Because I didn't realise it had anything in its claw at the time. Oh, she says, that's one of those hawks. And just as that took off, and that's when I could see clearly that it had something in there. And I thought, oh, God, dear God. I do hope it didn't get Mrs. Blackbird. She has another two or three chicks, by the way, which are fledged, you know, so. If it had been one of those, I wouldn't have felt too bad. If it had been Mrs. Blackbird, I'd have been a wee bit distraught, to be honest. So anyway, I thought better of going out at the time and went in and had our tea watching telly, and then just before we went to bed, I came out the back door to check the feathers, and fortunately I could tell instantly by the feathers that it was a collared dove that the hawk had got. I think it was a sparrowhawk, most likely a sparrowhawk. So it was definitely a collared dove that it got. Must have come down, as they do, they come in here all the time, came down for some crumbs or maybe a drink from the wee bird bath, and got caught. So in a way, I was totally relieved that it wasn't Mrs. Blackbird. And I can't say I'm sad for the collar dove, because I'm pleased that the hawk has got something to eat, as long as it wasn't Mrs. Blackbird. Because they've all got to live. And I wouldn't put anything in the garden to deter them. It's nature, it's life, and hawks are essential to the countryside as well. We need the hawks, so I wouldn't do anything regards that. But if I'd got Mrs. Blackbird, I really would have been upset. But there you go, she's fine, she's up about here. So now I have two piles of stuff to get cleared up today, and I'm not sure, but I remember something like this happened before, and the birds wouldn't come to anywhere near the area where the feathers were until I'd swept everything up and hosed it down. So I'll need to do that. because that's around the bloodbath and the wee area I feed on the hard standing on the mana blocks. That's a bit like crumbs down. Anyway, so moving on from my near disaster. Had a good sleep last night, although I don't know how many times was that? Twice. Anyway, feeling much better this morning. No doom and gloom mood. Feeling okay. Feeling much better physically. Well, much better mentally, I would say, more than physically. I blame the medications. I really do. I can't blame them. I mean, that's probably the wrong thing to say, because medications are what's keeping me basically alive. So, so blame is maybe the wrong word or expression to use. But what would you use in that case? What expression or word would you use? Something that is good for you, but causes, you know, well, basically it's a side effect, isn't it? Would you say, you wouldn't say blame. What would you say? The cause of, I'll just call it another side effect. Anyway, no matter. I hope that'll brighten up this morning. I've got a bit of jaunting about to do today. I hope to get back on the bike. And I've things to do outside, so it would be really good if it just stayed dry. That'd be nice. Thinking now of a week today. A week this morning, we will be getting ready to shoot off down to Yorkshire, to the East Riding of Yorkshire, for our annual holiday down in Barnston, on the coast. Yeah. We should have things, we should have coasts similar to Spain, you know, Costa del, or Costa de, what is it, Costa Blanca, Costa del Sol, Costa, yeah, coast, basically. We should have that, you know, something similar. Do we have that? We don't really have that. We just say the East Coast or the West Coast, that's it. Boring. Yeah. Where are you going? I'm going down to England to the East Coast, though. I'm going down to the West Coast. Well, that's a big stretch of land, you know, big stretch of coast. South coast, yeah. We don't actually have the north coast. Yeah, probably only gets mentioned in Scotland. That's about it. And it doesn't really get used a lot. We just tend to see up north. She's catching flies. That was good. That was a brilliant leap. Right up. 3 feet in the air. Got something. And she's dug the borders out again, which I swept diligently yesterday. Yeah. But I'm so glad to see that they've dug out. Even though I knew she was alright, but had I not known that, seen the borders dug out, and there's only two culprits, Mr. or Mrs. Mr. or Mrs. I'm not sorry for that. She's getting awfully grey-headed. Awfully grey-headed. Keep your eyes peeled, Mrs. That hawk's found a way in. Semper vigilo. Yes, you. And she's staring at you. Yeah, she thinks she's staring at you, but you know, if she's cocking an eye towards you, does that mean she's cocking an eye towards you, or she's cocking an eye to the ground? Most likely the latter. What did they see with those wee eyes? Tiny wee. Oh, whoever it was she got at. What the hell? Drizzly, yep, that's what it is, drizzly. It's nice though.